Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden. So thrilled to be in summertime. We only get winter and summer here in Colorado. Take your choice, and I'll take summertime.
There you go.
It's just wonderful. True Straight Up, brought to you by
AmericasCitizenPress.com, a conservative, great conservative website, and Dr. Julie McCallum with Denver Cenogenics. A lot of stuff to talk about today. You've got Kieran Cavallin standing by. We're going to bring her up in a second. I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to have the government give it to the border kids of the illegal immigrants at the border, and then skyrocket to the New York Times bestseller.
Didn't the mayor of Baltimore go to prison for the exact same thing?
You know, John Sackey, she can't comment on that, Chuck. She's going to have she doesn't really know.
There's a lot of things can't comment, can't count on. Stolen conversations where we have a spy and
the Secretary of State is actually a spy for Iran. That's always helpful. We've got the Oscars, which no one watched. And then another thing that's kind of concerning to me, the Department of Justice is trying to take over yet another police department. This time the one in Louisville, Kentucky, after the Minneapolis. They're investigating it with the point of them taking control over it. We've talked about that and we'll get into that a little bit. I think the whole point is to federalize local government so you can make sure that when they issue unconstitutional rules, there isn't going to be anybody standing up for you. But let's bring on our friend, a fellow talk show host, columnist extraordinaire, Kieran Cavallin. Hey, Kieran, thank you for your time today.
Hello, Chuck and Julie. It's always great to see you both.
Reporting in from the wind-swept plains of Texas or somewhere down there.
Yeah, you know, I can't give you my address because it's a very small state, but a lot of people are migrating to Texas, and I got to tell you, I couldn't be happier.
Well, you know,
I still care a lot about Colorado, and there's a lot to worry about right now, I hate to say, in Colorado and in the country.
But there's some good news today, too, so we'll always get to that because you know me. Because you're not the only person who moved to Texas. Texas and Florida picked up House seats, each of them Texas, 2 House seats, Florida, 1. Meanwhile, a bunch of Dem-controlled states, California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and then West Virginia lost seats. Because I wanted to talk to you about, you have a great column up at KarenCavallin.com about the Berlin Wall, and it reminded me of a conversation I had. I was thinking about that with just a sort of a random conversation with a lady over the weekend, and she was talking about how things are opening up and she's traveling again. She travels for a living, and she says, fortunately though, I've been doing most of my traveling in the free states. And I didn't know, you know, you got to be careful with people these days. I didn't want her to, you know, attack me. So I went, huh? And she goes, you know, states where people are free, states like Texas and Florida. And I think there is a real breakdown. And you've been writing about this and talking about this as has Chuck for a while. Me too. But the country is, I think, dividing into free states and horrid, awful, Democrat-controlled states. And what's your take on that?
It is so predictable. And the three of us have been talking about this almost from the very beginning of what I call the jump the shark moment. The jump the shark moment was when they started mandating masks. That was the moment in which it was very clear that they no longer cared about voluntarism of any kind. There will be mandates for everything, and the mandates will just get worse and worse. I've been talking about it for a year, and so have you, conditioning and all of that. But it was very clear from the very beginning that no Democrat was thinking for themselves. This is the kind of collectivism and groupthink that they want to export to not just every state, every city, but every country in the formerly free Western world. It's all about do as we say or else.
Exactly.
And so I got to thinking about the best contest that has ever been in our modern era has been between East Germany and West Germany, the Berlin Wall. I mean, I grew up as a kid. I did grow up. And I thought the Berlin Wall would be up forever.
Yes.
You know, it was, I was in grade school or whatever. And I thought it was a massive moment when the Berlin Wall came down. And there are people today don't even know the significance of it. They right. don't even remember it. I was thrilled when I got a little piece of the
I remember
Berlin
that.
Wall.
I remember watching it in a TV when they
had it in a safe. It's huge.
Right.
It fell just that quick. And what was it? 28 plus years was a contest between what you do when you impose socialism and put up a wall that keeps people in because nobody wants to stay.
Right.
And capitalism and free markets when the country flourishes, it's free. Remember Radio Free Europe and all of that. Well, what we've got right now is a psychological Berlin Wall that is building in this country, and you can predict it. Even insofar as Denver with the mayor,
yeah.
if there is a Democrat mayor who's marching in lockstep, you can be sure there are mask mandates. There are people dictating how late you can keep your liquor stores open, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
and that's been
but we came up with a cure for the pandemic and the COVID virus. It's called the All-Star Game. Somehow
yes.
the All-Star Game, COVID disappears somehow.
Well, just briefly, there's going to be a surge afterwards.
Yeah.
But Karen, you're absolutely right. And I think people don't, the hope is, like I said, people are, I think, starting to wake up. This woman, just this random woman I'm talking to, I have no idea what her politics were before or after, but she was referring to these as free states. So to her, it was like there are free states and there are not free states. Colorado is a not free state.
How many do we have of each?
Well,
you know, I have something like that. It's out of date now, but you know what? She gives us, Julie, a perfect messaging, because Republicans are horrible at messaging. And wouldn't that be great if we just got that to catch on? There
yeah.
are free
right.
states and there are slave states.
Right.
And that's really the truth. There
and
are.
Even here in Colorado, there are free counties and there are slave counties. There are free
exactly.
places. But what the good news is, like I said, I am heartened by the fact that Texas, some of the free states are gaining people, and the controlled states, the behind the Berlin Wall states, are losing people.
Unfortunately, the people from the slave states are coming to the free states with a slave mentality.
Yeah. Well, that's
maybe or maybe not. I mean, it's amazing to me that we're in a huge period of migration in general. Like
right.
the Californians think they're going to have more freedom in Colorado still. So Colorado properties are still booming.
Right.
You know, which is sort
not
of hilarious
not,
to
well,
me.
But again, you go back, it's not, you know, not downtown Denver. I mean, we got real estate agent friends who are like, you can't give it away, you know. And that's even worse. Again, my poor daughter and her boyfriend always get picked on this show.
Hopefully they
don't listen. But I mean, they're, you know, Seth voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. Jenny is pretty, well, she calls herself an anarchist, but I think she would lean liberal if you were to ask her. But they went to a restaurant in downtown Denver over the weekend by the ballpark, by Coors Field, and came home appalled at how awful it was. There were homeless people all over. It was trashy. There were people out and about, but they're like, you know, and the restaurants are complaining. Yet another restaurant in Denver was closing because we've got a former client at the newspaper closing because of all the stupid restrictions. But I think some of these people they're moving just other places. They're going to go to Douglas County. They're going to go to Weld County, or they're going to go to Texas, places like that. So I think the hope is people are starting to get it. I believe people are starting to look at it, and maybe they don't frame it in Trump, not Trump rules, but they frame it in free states or not free states, free
yeah,
states.
And we really have to take advantage of this immense opportunity, because when Democrats finally see something isn't right, we have to help them make that connection that this
right.
is leftist policies.
Yes.
It's leftist. And when people say to me, oh, well, I'm not partisan and I'm neutral. I got my hair cut from a lady down here in Texas who said, I'm neutral. And I thought, that's just nonsense.
Right.
That's like lukewarm coffee. It's up to us to help them understand all the Democrats are marching in lockstep to one policy. And I think people have to recognize that with Jared Polis as well. Polis, you know, prides himself on being some kind of independent. And he's smarter than everybody else. He is marching in lockstep exactly like everyone else. He makes little moderations around the edges, but he knows which side his butter is breaded on, and he's going to do as he is told.
Well, exactly. And you've got Jacob is saying, we won't know who the free states are until every state opens up. Then you'll see where the jobs went. That's a good point. Oh, and he's talking to the restaurant. You're right, Jacob.
I think we know exactly where the free states are. Wherever there are Democrats, they're not free. Wherever there are Republicans, they're free, except for the mealy-mouthed, weaselly Republicans that take a while to get pressured.
Right.
I like Greg Abbott, but Greg Abbott is now sort of being pushed to be as bold as Rick DeSantis of Florida, and he isn't quite. It's taken him a while.
You know, though, Matthew McConaughey's going to be the new governor of Texas. I kind of like, but he's not.
No offense,
he's not as hot as he used to be. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, maybe Matthew McConaughey and Caitlyn Jenner could run for something someplace or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think, though.
Oh, my.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's not a pretty picture.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't.
I think, though, again, like with Polis, he hasn't given up his emergency powers. But here's just another example.
Why do they give up their emergency powers?
They can't because they can't lock us down.
Randy Corcoran has been suing in state court month after month after month. All things were briefed. Now you have 90 days to make a ruling in Colorado. And the judge has waited 103. And then you watch down in Arizona and the Democrats filed.
Back to my homeless, though, with the mask mandate, because Biden is going to tomorrow announce outdoor mask mandates, right? What I'm noticing is... I know. New guidelines.
Because we need to listen to him. Yeah, go ahead.
There is anyone in the universe who believes Dr. Fauci or even actually listens to Dr. Fauci.
That's one encouraging sign.
It's the same people who watch the Oscars listen to Dr. Fauci, right?
And I do think there are more and more reasonable, sane people who just hate Dr. Fauci.
Yes.
And I hate him. I mean, I just can't say
that. I'm looking forward to interviewing Steve Dace,
who
wrote the great titled book, Faucian Bargain. I've been talking about Faustian bargains for a long time, and I thought, why didn't I think of that? But I'm glad he wrote this book, because he wasn't elected to a darn thing, and neither was Bill Gates.
Well, and neither have been any of the health departments here in Colorado.
But I mean, he keeps on getting beaten up by Rand Paul and other people.
It's a shock for him.
His whole life he's been the sainted Dr. Fauci. And he can't believe anyone would criticize him at all.
Well,
because it's not a matter of liberties. It's a health question.
Well, and it just changes the mind. But here's the thing I noticed. So in Colorado now, in most places, particularly along the Front Range, they've lifted the slave rule, the mask mandate outside, right? And what I've noticed is, no one is wearing their mask outside. We drove by a restaurant the other day, and there are a bunch of people waiting to get inside because they still have to have the 6 feet. They can open, but the social distancing.
Even though Fauci said, 3 feet is okay.
Right. Well, and then MIT says 6 feet.
600 feet.
What I noticed is all these people sitting next to each other, right? None of them had the mask.
No, but the ones I wonder about are those who still do have masks. You feel like going up to them. No, the Emancipation Proclamation.
Let me tell you something interesting. Greg Abbott lifted the mask mandate statewide the day we drove on our Odyssey. We were all packed up. Packed up and moved to Beverly, And we were all with our car and everything. And it was the day we left, we heard they lifted the mask mandate. So we've been here maybe, 6 weeks, almost 2 months. There are people still in small towns and grocery stores who are so addicted to these masks. They wear them even when there are no requirements. And what that tells you is that is what the left was trying to do all along, was to condition people to do this without thinking, And they do not understand how diabolical the masks are as far as subjugating you.
Well, as an example, I know there have been studies on this that, like, a lot of times, so you'll have somebody who's been incarcerated for a lengthy period of time. And if you're in
prison,
you know, they have to have the doors. You step in there, the door opens, you step in, that door closes, and the next door opens, right? And they've done studies where people get out, or maybe studies, but anecdotally, people get out of prison and they still stand in front of the door waiting for it to open. They become so conditioned. And I think you're right, people are imprisoned by this Democrat control. The good news is, though, I think most people are sick of it. I know parents are sick of their kids not being in school. They're sick of teachers. And well, because it becomes a problem, because a lot of
people go back to work now.
So when they're like, oh no, we have to quarantine the entire freaking school again, it's like, no, we don't. So people are tired of it. I think the other thing that gives me hope, Karen, is the number, the millions and millions and millions of people, of which we are included, who have not had the vaccine. Now, the reason we have the vaccine, just to clarify, the vaccine, I don't have a problem with it. I think there are risks to it, but we had COVID. We already had it. So we're immune. Dr. Julie McCallan explained, the vaccine does nothing for you. There are some risks there. Why would you want to take even maybe a small risk when you don't even need it? It's like, your taste this, Chuck. This might be good. Other than it might kill you. I mean,
and let's look at the psychology of it. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
I'm just going to say, what I find helpful is there, and the poor media, because the media is torn, because they love death. They got to report death and people dying and any weird, bizarre thing that happens to somebody who gets a vaccine while they're trying to shove it down our throats. So, but every time you see a story like that, I think more and more people go, you know, I already had COVID anyway. I may just wait. And I think that it's going, I know that they're going to use businesses, and we can get your take on that. But I think, again, it's going to be harder and harder because there are millions of people who just aren't. And I think I was reading the thing, they figure they probably reached about the peak vaccinations. Most people who want one have already gotten it. And the rest of the people are kind of like, nah, I think I'll pass.
Well, two things. First, you know the movie, The Shawshank Redemption?
My favorite movie. I love it.
It's a brilliant movie. I've used the audio clip of when Red says, institutionalized. Yeah. First you hate these walls, then you grow to depend on these walls, and then you get so you can't live without those walls. That's institutionalized. Right. That's what they're trying to do. And the mask is particularly cogent about that because it covers your nose and mouth. It you can see when people cannot, when they are look alike. It's so hilarious when you fly, and I was kicked off a plane, as you know. They ask you to remove your mask so they can see whether you match your picture or not, because that way we all look alike.
Even
our height, you can't tell because the facial features.
On the big tech people, though, the facial recognition people are freaking out. They're like, this is not working
for
us. This is not working for us. But I think we were speaking earlier, Kim, before the show, and I think you hit it on the head, though. I don't think we're going to see any government-mandated vaccine passport, but I think they are relying on their I don't know who works for who anymore. It's so enmeshed that the swamp
is a fascist state.
Yeah.
Well, they're using businesses as their proxy to impose their will on us because they know they just don't want to pay attention to the Constitution, and this helps them get around the Constitution.
Right.
But here's what I think is the $63,500 question. You do not have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a climate scientist. You don't have to be a specialist in all of these things that are, you know, murky out there somewhere to know that if these people are desperate to get every man, woman, and child to get this experimental stuff into our bodies by a syringe, that there has got to be a very serious motive why. I don't know why, but anybody who is not suspicious of the relentless desire, Biden, they made believe that everybody's desperate for these vaccines, knowing full well people don't want them. And they said, Biden just made it possible for every man, woman, and child to get the vaccine.
Oh, Biden.
Oh, wow. right? If people, it's all about motive. You have to ask. And it's the question nobody wants to ask. Well, to me, that's most fascinating of all.
I think one of the reasons is money. If you're these companies, number one, that there's no liability there. So you've just got this massive government funded.
It's worse than that, Julie.
Experimental. I mean, you know, like I know this. I know that I've covered legal cases where there have been, for instance, car accidents where the brakes failed and things like that, right? Or plane situations. And in the lawsuit, it comes out that the companies almost always knew that there was a danger there. And they
sure.
made a reasonable assessment that for a company, that they don't really worry about killing people, but they figure they can make more money by leaving it alone than they'll lose by killing people. So that's where the corporate law is. Let's just ask ourselves.
Yeah, but Trump is liable because he said, let's march peacefully and patriotically over there to the Congress, but somehow he's liable. I think it goes deeper than money, Julie.
I think there's more too.
It's worse.
Well, you know,
than you could ever imagine.
Down in Jonestown, they used to have practices drinking the Kool-Aid. So when the time came, everybody would be used to it, ready to kill themselves. And that's what I look when I see these vaccination people waiting for the vaccination, saying you're just taking the Kool-Aid. Go ahead and
practice
the Kool-Aid.
It's funny you mentioned that because I wrote a very big piece called America, the Left is, where is it? I'll tell you what it is.
You look for that. I mean, Leo is saying the mask mandate has been great for my, quote, friends, bank robbing businesses. He said they almost have an appointment by Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle subscription.
On the Western Journal, leftists are trying to talk America into killing herself.
Yeah.
And it's working.
It's working.
It's working. I have a friend who is a rocket scientist, a bona fide rocket scientist in his 70s, lifelong Republican, conservative Republican. And we went back and forth about the vaccine, back and forth. And I kept saying to him, you know, I would never tell you you shouldn't take. I mean, I don't think you should, but it is your right. The kicker question is, if you believe that the government, you should use the government as your proxy to force other people to get this shot, then you don't know the first thing about liberty. And sure enough, he does not. No. People have been so scared. You can be a brilliant genius and be dumb as a box of rocks.
Well, Jacob is asking, is the government liable since they freed the companies? And it's like, no. We're not going to be able to sue Donald Trump or Joe Biden if the vaccines turn out bad. Well, I think the bigger...
Or the companies.
They should be, but yeah.
There's a twofold thing. I think it all ties back, and the mask is part of it. The left ideas are so bad. And they're so destructive that they can't have people. They can't have people keep moving to Texas or moving to Florida, right? I mean, they can't have debate about it. And so, what they have to do is they have to shut down all discussion. They do that by canceling. If we were to post in the description of this show that we talked about the vaccine, YouTube would pull it down, right? You've got all of these organizations, in spite of the fact that there is legitimate discussion going on about there, just pulling down anything. Culture, they have to cancel it, and they have to cancel it and discourages it and peer pressure and shame you and blah, 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 because it's so bad and everybody knows it's so bad. But I think, again, you've got roughly 80 million people out here who are saying, hell no. And that's a lot of people. And I think that's why it is important that you speak up, we speak up, our listeners speak up. Because, and this woman too, God bless her for saying, at least I'm going to free states. Because you know what? Then that opened a conversation about
Absolutely.
Free states. You know?
Absolutely. And you know, you make me think of something really interesting. You just inspired a thought. And that is that baby doc dictators aren't happy unless they have people to bully. So only recently the left is getting all bent out of shape because they know that Texas is one of the most advanced states that is talking about leaving the union. It's called Texit. They want to leave the union. And it's not enough for Democrats to get rid of conservatives.
Right. No.
It's why they had to have a Berlin Wall and keep people in.
Right.
Because they have to have people to bully.
Right.
You know, it's not enough to say, well, then escape and you go your way, we'll go our way. That's the conservative way.
Well,
you don't want to live like we do or whatever. You don't want to live under the rule of law, under the Constitution. Fine. Then make California its own country and we'll be free.
Right. Well, and they said it. Remember, after Donald Trump, when Joe Biden took office, all of the Democrats were like, we need, and the media people, the think about, they also, we need to destroy Trump supporters. It wasn't enough just to beat them. We need to destroy them again, because they know we're right. They know instinctively, I think, that they have to resort to bullying and force. And like you said, fascist organization,
fascism is, the government doesn't own the means of production. It just dictates to the corporations what to do to people and vice versa. And that's what we have today.
Right. Yes.
I mean, when Twitter will kind of go, you said election. I mean, who thought we lived in that kind of country five years ago?
And then LeBron didn't say what he said. And that's okay. No, they didn't. And they've upped the game because they have a chance now and they know it. But again, I think the hopeful, so folks, the reason for hope is look around you and see all the people not wearing masks anymore. As soon as they don't have to, people are stopping, except for some people.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, people are, you know, the Democrat controlled states are losing people. The free states are gaining people. Again, I sometimes think when I talk to folks, they don't put it in political terms, maybe the way we do, but they do. I think they're starting to wake up about what's happening. Now we're going to get into, after we let you go, we'll talk about this. Scary thing is why the Democrats don't seem to care that everybody has seen them through. I mean, you watch Joe Biden, doesn't care about the border, doesn't care about
Secretary of State,
let's put it this way, the mask is off.
That's why I like
the whole idea of the mask, because their mask is off. We now know who these people really are. They really do want to repeal the Second Amendment. They really do want to reverse the five pillars of the First Amendment. They want to get rid of all of our Bill of Rights, and they've gone after every single one of them.
Right.
Can I say, because you're probably going to want to let me go, I know that, and I love talking to you. You know, since Julie, you're so into let's try to be positive and what is the bright side, and I love that about you, I'm not that person.
There's Chuck.
I'm probably somewhere in between, but they've given us such a perfect blueprint as to how to do this. And I'm sorry to these shameless plugs, but I get these ideas in my head. And I wrote an article called How to Destroy America. And it was all inspired by my dear husband. And I woke up in the morning and I felt his strong hands. He's a manly man. Uh-huh. For years, our generation were told that we wanted Alan Alda, we wanted Ashley Wilkes, not Rhett Butler. That's before my time.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And it's so indicative. So I wrote this really short piece. If you want to weaken America, weaken her men.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
If you want to weaken America, weaken her faith.
Right.
If you want to weaken America, weaken her character.
Yes.
And so all the things that are the biggest threat to the left are the things we need to speak out loud about and do stronger than ever, which is strengthen our men, strengthen our faith, strengthen our character, and all the things they hate, you do to the max, which is exercise your First Amendment, defy unconstitutional amendments, say absolutely not, hell no. And they're very threatened by people who are able to defend themselves.
Again, and that's why they want to squash you and try to do it. But there's just, you know, there's millions and millions. So, Karen, where can people find all your columns and where can people tune in and hear you?
Great. I do a show called Spouting Off Tuesdays and Thursdays out of Nashua, New Hampshire. And you don't have to live in Nashua, New Hampshire. All you got to do is go to my website, KarenCataline.com. And I write a lot of stuff. And then I do another episode of Spouting Off on Fridays for BBS Radio, the same great network that you guys are on. All of that is at my website, because the best thing ever is live call-in talk radio.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your time. appreciate
My pleasure.
Look forward to your next call. Take care of your free state.
Bye-bye.
This is from Sandra. I heard that some counties may make it that you must show you've received a shot before you can enter a restaurant shop. So have you heard this? If so, I'm extremely upset. You know, Sandra, you hear rumblings about that.
I think that'd be great. Because those counties won't go. People go to different counties. As long as people have a choice, the more that they impose it, but don't make it universal, I think it's quickly
Sandra, I know they're trying that, but I think again there are so many people who are not getting the vaccine, who have no intention of getting the vaccine.
But can you imagine if Denver imposed that and we go, oh, okay,
Glendale would be like, hey, good, come here.
Come on in.
Well, no one's going to Denver anyway. Well, now we want to talk. Let us open up to the phones. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. If you're on Zoom and you want to chime in, just go ahead and unmute yourself and you can do that. And for folks who are listening, if you ever want to join us on Zoom, which we love, it's the Zoom. You just go to zoom.us and the meeting number is 209-576-423. That's 209-576-423. Jacob is like, what or where will the new congressional district go? In Colorado, Jacob, they're debating that. They have a committee formed. Part of the problem is it was delayed because they haven't actually received the census yet. So they're not really sure where to go it. But
well, it doesn't really.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's going to be a mess. Tragically,
it won't be a mess. I mean, all you do is take the total number of people in the state, divide it by eight, and set up eight districts with a minimum of whatever the minimum amount is.
But it's how they, because I mean, I guarantee they're going to try to figure out how to make Lauren Boebert's district go into Denver.
These days they have computer modeling, which can, you know, before it's a very difficult, actuarially interesting process. Now they have the computers and stuff. Oh, there it goes. She can't possibly win.
Right. I guarantee you, Jacob, the bottom line you need to be aware of, and hopefully we've got folks like Patrick Neville and some people of the legislature looking at this, but they're going to try to screw us, I guarantee it. They're going to try to screw conservatives.
Yeah, the whole idea of an independent commission was that it'd not really be independent.
Right.
The Democrats automatically cheated, got all these people who were never affiliates and became unaffiliated.
Right, exactly. They were unaffiliated. It'd be like me unaffiliating and then saying, I'm independent. Yeah. Well, one of the things we wanted to jump on from with Karen, because I think here's a scary thing. Again, the optimistic thing is I think people are seeing free states, slave states, right? And people are saying, I don't want to live in a slave state, which is why I think the Democrats are fighting so hard to stop the audit in Maricopa County, right? Because the Democrats, the reason they're not worried, the reason they don't care that Kamala Harris's book is we're paying for it to be given to a bunch of migrant children who are like, while they're sitting in their taxpayer-paid hotel room, going to school, right, all of that stuff. The reason Biden doesn't care about the crisis, the reason Biden doesn't care that John Kerry is spying on Israel for Iran is because they believe they have the election. This is my belief. The Democrats believe that they have the system so rigged that they can't lose. It's sort of like the Denver City Council, right? They don't need to worry about the voters or the citizens anymore because they don't count.
Yeah, well, Maricopa County, what's unique about Maricopa, it constitutes such a huge portion of Arizona. I mean, even New York City doesn't constitute as big a proportion. So if they were going to cheat, it probably would be cheating in Maricopa County.
Right.
So they're terrified. They send everyone down there. They're doing whatever they can to stop it. And they seem to get court hearings with a drop of a hat. Well, here we in Colorado asked for something. Another 6 months of briefing would be a good idea.
But the good thing is meanwhile, though, they've allowed it to continue. I mean, there was somebody was speaking on Newsmax, and they said essentially they're looking at everything. They're looking at where the ballots folded. There's some kind of weird ultra violet light that can see something of signatures and things like that. So they're looking at everything. I mean, it's a pretty sophisticated.
We've been told that Cyber Ninjas, which is kind of a hokey name, is an incredibly adept and
that's a company doing the audit.
Doing the audit for the Senate in Arizona is doing the audit, and they're incredibly good. If anybody's going to discover how they cheated, then they probably would have the best chance. And it's such a huge pool. I mean, it's 1.5 million, 2 million, enormous amount of votes. And they in Arizona would be similar to Georgia, just one of those states where, hey, we got to take this. So
right.
This is, you know, I wish we had daily reports.
Yeah, you wish I could give out. Well, and I imagine it's, you know, like I said, my concern is that it'll be kind of complicated and hard to explain.
They only lost by 10,000 in Arizona, all total 45,000. In Maricopa County, but that means that, you know, this is incredibly close, and so it doesn't take 100,000 or something,
right.
5,000 votes that were intended for Trump that were turned into Biden would flip the state. Now, the election's already been certified.
Yeah.
Flipping Arizona is not sufficient by itself, but it would totally change. Rather than the usual garbage you read, which they just say, Trump's blatant lies and
debunked. Well, here's the thing about that, though. This is where Republicans, and we need to start pushing our elected officials now to have a spine about this. Because number one, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, they're all going to continue to ban it, right?
Yeah,
Any kind of discussion, they're going to ban it. If you look at CNN, if you look at The Hill, if you watch the network news, you're not going to see anything about this. It's only going to be, and so if you were to run into your average Democrat on the street, they're like, those all have all been debunked. I mean, they aren't even aware.
But some things are hard to stop, and they tried to do that with John Kerry and his pathetic war service, and the New York Times said, if we don't print it, it's not news. Well, they found out it was news nonetheless.
Right.
So I think if this one come through, and yeah, there were 100,000 votes switched or whatever the number is, and that there was a deliberate effort, that's going to be very hard to quash.
Well, and here's where, though, the Republicans need to grow a spine. I don't think they're going to overturn the election. I know that some people talk that and think that. My guess is that's not going to happen. The court won't happen. But the Republicans need to wake up and take a look and say, here's what they did. And here's either we need to start doing that too, or two, we need to stop and fight it. We need to quit having mealy-mouthed Republican officials say, oh, we have the gold standard election system. If it turns out that there are problems with the Dominion systems, if it turns out that those problems were exploited, then we need to quit saying stupid things. They need to quit saying stupid things like, oh, no, it's fine. There's absolutely no, Colorado is a gold standard, or Maine has a gold standard in Michigan. They need to say, no, we need to address these things or the Democrats will never lose again. And I think they've got it in the bag. That's why they don't care about any of this stuff. I mean, any of these things would have brought Trump down, the vaccine, all of this, right? Biden, they just keep rolling along. Jen Psaki doesn't even pretend to answer questions. She's just like, I don't know, I'll get back to you on that. Here's some cookies. And the adoring media go, oh, Jen, you're so wonderful. I mean, it's just disgusting. But you're right. That it is all important.
It'll change everything.
Which is why they're fighting so hard. Any prediction? I think my hope is, that they've gone far enough that they already have some information.
No,
or what do you think?
It doesn't
work that way?
They've only done 2 days. The hand count itself would take 13.
Oh.
And so who knows what they found or not found. Being an internal pessimist, I think that the if they find something, they'll be able to quash it and everything else. But, every once in a while, Russiagate actually did get
revealed. The Hunter Biden laptop thing
did get revealed. So it'll change everything.
Well, because again, we don't need to worry about convincing the Democrats, because they're not ever going to be convinced and they don't care. What we do need to do is convince the Republicans to fight back, either fight fire with fire or stop this.
In Georgia, you get a Secretary of State who's a never-Trumper, and then in Arizona, Doug Ducey is not quite a never-Trumper, but a real squish Republican.
Right.
And it's just so discouraging that you get these people and they're so cowardly.
Right.
But luckily, amazingly, to tell you the truth, they had a Senate in Arizona that all of a sudden became far more pro-Trump.
Right.
A lot of the former...
Well, I think because they realize they're not going to get elected. I mean, that's all those elected officials out there. Hello. Okay, so they did it in the Trump case. They're not going to let Republicans get elected anywhere ever if we show them that they can get away with it. It's just common sense tells you that. They're just going to do it for maybe this race or that race, maybe not all the races, but whatever race they need to.
Well, I was going to bring up, in the Soviet Union, I was reading about elections in the old Soviet Union, and you're talking about being institutionalized. Election day was a big celebration day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people would provide more vodka and cheese and fruit at the stores, and everybody would celebrate the Great War and victory over fascism, and it was just a celebration. And they really didn't have a lot of recognition, although they all knew it, the vote was a joke.
Right.
Not just a joke.
So you should say we should turn election into Party Friday.
Party Friday. There you go. Perfect.
Hey, here's another 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Want to switch gears. Another reason to hope, though, again, the Oscars. I forgot that they were even on last night.
I did not forget. Yeah. I love pictures. I really like good pictures, including foreign pictures and caption pictures, none of which Julie likes. Mm-hmm. I at one time knew every Oscar winner starting in 1928.
Well, we used to make it a point to watch the movies.
Yeah,
right.
Movies.
And we would go to parties. I mean, you know,
yeah,
Oscar parties. I remember they had watch parties. Everybody would dress up and all of that.
Kick out in your tails and all that. And
not
this
so
time,
much.
Not so much. This time, it's the first time I think ever I watched none of the Oscars. I knew they were on.
Intentionally,
I knew they were on. I was not going to watch the sanctimonious.
You went golfing.
The Oscars goes on well into the night.
True.
It was, from what I can gather, it was just as awful as you imagine. First, Regina King gets up there and said she'd be in her marching boots. You know, sure, Regina.
Right.
And it never stopped, just these pompous stupid.
Well, and here's the reason to hope, because we're not the only people who didn't watch. Like, it's going to be hard to find people who did watch. The ratings, so in 2014, 43 million people watched the Oscars, right? Now, last year, it was, and so in 2020, it had already dropped by more than half to 23.6 million people. Last night, only 9.8 million people watched the Oscars. And interestingly, the movie that won is the lowest, has made the least amount of money like in decades of
Nomadland
of any Oscar winning movie. So not only are people not watching the Oscars, people aren't watching the movies that the Oscars tell us is the best movie out there, right?
And so the culmination since it began has been the best picture. Right. They said they'd not do that and said they'd have best actor and actress, but best actor because of a black actor.
I figured he was going to win.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and he died. And so to be very dramatic, bring the widow up. So he didn't win, an old white guy did, Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins. I think it does prove, I didn't read anything there, I think it does prove that actually the producers don't know
ahead of time
who was going to win. But it is kind of funny. Hey, we've got Jacob from Denver online too. Hey, Jacob, thank you for calling in.
Hi. I am going to make a prediction, and I hope Barney's listening. They are going through each and every one of these ballots in Arizona with an ultraviolet light. And I think that in that ultraviolet light, they're going to see the serial number of that ballot, which is, and they know exactly where that ballot went to. So let's say ballot 002 went to John Smith. They know how he voted. They know the address of John Smith. Then they're going to go back to the Experian records that they have and see if John Smith had really moved from Denver to, let's say, Phoenix, Arizona. And then they're going to say, well, how did you vote if you were in Phoenix?
Right.
And they are going door to door in Arizona. Some of these voting, you know, the auditors are going
to verify, in other words, to say, hey, look, this ballot says you voted for Trump. Did you vote for Trump?
They probably won't do that, but they'll probably will ask him, did you vote? If he says no, I didn't.
And they have, and like what the guy from the pandemic war room, he says they've got the receipts. These auditors have the receipts.
Right.
They know exactly where the ballot went. They know when it came back. And the second thing is, as it's going through that ultraviolet light, if there is no watermark and there is no serial number, then they know that these were printed somewhere else.
Right.
Because Navarro himself said that he printed up all the ballots for the country.
Really?
Peter Navarro? Yes, he said that. He said the federal government had the ballots printed up for every state. There was money put aside for that.
Wow. Well, I think, okay, so thank you for explaining that, because I wasn't really clear on what the ultraviolet light shows, but that's interesting. And again, you know, we've talked to people who know what they're talking about, who have indicated, they're saying, I don't know what it's going to show, but they said this is, like you said, it's this company is legit, they do know what they're doing, and they will be able to get some answers. And that's, I think, why the Democrats, Jacob, are trying so hard to stop it, because
Okay, no, I'm just saying, it reminds me of a movie many years ago called Executive Action. It was about the assassination of uh, Kennedy. At the end of the movie, they talked about 52 to 54 people that died by accident, you know, either in a car crash or in a fire or something, and they all had something to do with the conspiracy. And I think this is the same thing here, is that they're trying to go to court to try to stop this because they've got the audit trail. You know, the people in Arizona have the audit trail, and I think these are the and that's what's going to happen, and they're going to find out.
Yeah. Well, and I think that and what worries them, I think, is if they find problems in Arizona, then it's going to be harder to argue against doing audits in other places. I think it makes it much easier.
That's what Steve Bannon said. He says, if one falls, they all fall.
Yeah, good point. Good point. All right. Hey, Jacob, thank you for that explanation.
I appreciate it. Good call.
888-627-6008. He is absolutely right, Bannon is. If one falls, they all fall. Because, I mean, you know, Colorado still, of course, won't. But then maybe at least if they show this, Wayne Williams won't go, oh, it's a gold standard, you know, that kind of thing.
Not Wayne Williams. It's the head of the Republican chair, former head, Ken Buck. This is the gold standard. And I'll hold a telephone conference with the
Republicans. So Republicans need to stop that. Republicans need to, at the very least, Republicans, what you need to say is, we don't know. Let's wait until we see what happens in the audit. Let's quit assuring us ahead of time that there's nothing to see here. One other thing I want to talk briefly about, two things, actually. We mentioned this, and it's just worth keeping in mind. Again, the Department of Justice, we talked about this last week, is investigating the Minneapolis Police Department. I submit that it's all a part and a ploy for the federal government to take over local law enforcement. Well, now they're investigating the Louisville, Kentucky Police Department over the Breonna Taylor. Every time you turn around from now on, I promise you, anytime the police officer shoot any black a person, there's going to be the Department of Justice, whether the shooting's justified, not justified, whatever, they're going to use it as an excuse to take over that law enforcement department.
Yeah, because of consent decree.
Right. Well, and the reason they want to do that, we've said before, because then you don't get courageous sheriffs like Steve Reams up there in Weld County saying, I'm not going to enforce your stupid mask mandate. I'm not going to go in and arrest people in church. I mean, I don't know if you said that, but that kind of thing. And then, so then what you do is then if you've got the federal government taking over, Steve Reams, the elected sheriff, isn't issuing orders anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Or even an appointed police chief who at least theoretically is appointed by city council members who are elected. There's no accountability. And it's just the federal government taking over everything. And we've seen how the FBI works, right? It's like, oh, great. Let's have them run things, you know?
They're so, it's amazing how crooked they are. When the one that shocked me, I mean, you know, and it's not to be easy to shock me about the FBI, but when they ruled that the shooting of the Republicans in the baseball field was suicide by cop and not a terrorism act. I mean, that's comical.
The same thing. Well, that Ashley Babbitt, right? She's shot and killed, but that was nothing to see here. They're not even releasing the name. And then in other cases, the cop's name is released, the cop has to leave the home. I mean, automatically they're charged with murder. It's just such a double standard when the FBI is involved. And this is from Sandra. I heard that there are federal enforcements in Trinidad, Colorado, not local police officers. Yes, Sandra, Mark Poff, our law enforcement expert, was talking about that. He's a former El Paso County Sheriff investigator, and he says you've got all of these small towns, big towns too, but small towns all of a sudden have these federally funded task forces. And he's like, what are they doing there, right? And well, I tell you what they're doing. They're taking over. It's like they come in with the money, and you can have a sheriff saying, you know, I don't think we need to investigate this or this. Instead, my people care about this. And they say, well, our federal task force dollars say, we're going to look at this. And I guarantee you, it's not going to be looking to import criminal illegal aliens, right? It's going to be looking to protect their interests, whatever they may be. Yeah, exactly. Well, then we got John Kerry. That's kind of fun today, too, right? John Kerry, our climate czar, who flies around in a private jet. Apparently, some tapes have come out, leaked tapes, which is why the White House won't comment. We don't comment on leaked tapes.
Stolen laptops.
Right, or stolen laptops. So apparently, the Iranian foreign minister said, oh, yeah, when John Kerry was Secretary of State, he told me about at least 200 cases where Israel was had operations going on in Syria to undermine, basically aimed at Iran. What on earth would prompt, I mean, even David Harsanyi, who is really left, but who we like, right? He has a great column in National Review. I think it's National Review saying, saying, what the hey? Why is the Secretary of State snitching on Israeli spying on Israeli covert operations and our ally? Why is he spying on our ally and telling our enemy. He's talking about the hundreds of people that Iran has killed. They shout death to the streets. It's like, why is John? And that is a good question. And maybe in the few minutes that we have, I was trying to think of that too. Why does he care? I mean,
well,
why?
Because he wants to be their buddy.
Why though? What is he?
Well, because they sucked up to him. They made him sound important. They didn't laugh at his hair. I mean, you know.
Why does the Obama administration?
They hate Israel.
What? And so it's just all anti-Israel. They just hate Israel,
They hate Israel and they like Iran and.
But why do they like Iran? I mean, what do they?
Well, because Obama is Muslim friendly, and therefore Iran is the biggest super state in the Near East, and controls more than anyone else. And so, you know, Egypt isn't the superpower it once was. Syria is not. Turkey, of course, can be. But if you really want to get your bang for your buck, you give billions to the Iranians, who will make good use of it in terrorizing people.
Well, and is it all, again, sort of, because I think there's a lot of truth at this, the Obama administration, it's sort of Marxist, right? And they've substituted race for class, right? That's what the critical race theory is all about, rather than talking about the proletariats and the bourgeois. Now right. We have blacks and whites. It just, you know, the two that we got to undermine things. Is it just part of that? Just again, sort of like George Soros' destabilization of.
I think they don't like Israel, never did like Israel. And they do like Islamic State, and it's the biggest, most powerful, most expansive Islamic State. And so you can get more accomplished with them than anybody else. And if you wanted to suck up to them, tell them about all what the Israelis are up to. They surely could have used John Kerry last month when the Israelis managed to blow up the centrifuge.
Well, that's why he's back, right? That's why he's back there. That's
well, he's not in the Secretary of State.
As a climate czar, I'm sure he could fly there and say, all right, for the last few minutes, then here's what it is. So Joe Biden apparently tomorrow is going to be holding a news conference to talk about new mask rules for outdoor, because Fauci's been so confusing. You got to wear 8. No, you don't have to wear any. You have to wear 2. You don't have to wear any. I think, this is what I think he's going to say, and then I'm going to say what I think he should say. I think, number one, that he should say everyone has to get, like, you know, a Kardashian mask or something like that, right? He should throw all in before Coca-Cola or something like that. If you force people to get a passport, then you can have your name, your corporate name, instead of like a football stadium, right? It'll be something like that on the mask that we're going to force everyone to wear. Joe Biden is going to try to scare us to death. He's going to panic porn. He's going to say, I think it's like too many people.
The normal assumption is there, you know, because Fauci kind of preordained it, you know, saying, well, okay, you don't have to wear your mask outside, provided you don't, you know, reach some level of something, provided you have a shot, your COVID shot.
Right. And once we reach this level of vaccination percentages, then, so you go force your neighbor to get a vaccine and then you won't have to wear the mask.
Right.
I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. You got too many states saying, well, we have Major League Baseball, which cured the pandemic here. Yeah. Too many states and too many counties are saying, already, you don't have to wear. I mean, it's going to be pretty hard for Jared Polis, who's in Colorado, where they've now said we don't have to wear the mask outside, to turn around and say, oh, we do now.
And then he has whatever he's doing in front of Congress tomorrow, Wednesday.
It's not a State of the Union.
No, it is not. It is a fumble-thon. I don't know what it is.
I mean, they just canceled the State of the Union. And then some left-wing hack was saying, we don't even need them anyway. Wednesday show, we have a great show coming up. We're going to have Robert Spencer from Jihad Watch on to talk about this whole John Kerry thing.
We're going to have Alan Dershowitz on sometime this week.
Right, and we're also going to have Stephen... I can't remember his name, but he has a book out talking about, which I thought was very intriguing, physical evidence that there is a God. So we'll have him on to talk about that. It should be really interesting.
I think I probably know the ones he's saying, but yeah.
Right. I don't think it's rainbows and unicorns. No, I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a very interesting, I mean, it was actual science. He's a physicist and something like that. I'm not going to give it away. We'll let him do it. hey, thank you to Kieran Cataline. Thank you to Thomas. Thank you to everybody listening.
Thanks, people calling in. Jacob, appreciate you.
Yep. And go ahead and check it out. If you ever miss a show or you want to subscribe, go to YouTube, our YouTube channel, or just check in julie.com. You can get it.
For all your needs.
That's right. Hey, we'll see you guys all on Wednesday. Have a great couple of days.
Bye-bye.